Well, for those of you that have been listening to me interview all the different directors and actors and everything that goes on at Shakespeare and Company, and you've heard me talk about the Tina Packer Playhouse, well, today we have a special guest. Why? We have Tina Packer on the telephone with us right now. Tina, nice to speak to you.
Well, it's very nice. I always feel, because I've got a playhouse named after me, I should be dead.
Well, you're not. You're perfectly alive.
I am.
What excites me about speaking to you about what we're going to talk about is it relates to something that happened to me way, way, way back in high school. You've got a public speaking workshop coming up.
Yes.
And I think what makes it so important, I was I was very introverted. I went to high school, and one of the first days in high school, they had a big assembly where you could run for office. I decided to run for office. I ran for treasurer and freshman. Got up, and you had to make a speech to run. And they asked for somebody to make the first speech, and nobody would step up and do it. And I did. I stepped up, and I made a speech about why I should be treasurer. And then I stopped my speech, and I went back. And everybody else who went after me, so I got elected.
And, well done.
And it showed something to me. I mean, I always wanted to get into radio, but it showed something to me that the power of public speaking, the power of how you present yourself and your ideas, really in today's society is more important than ever.
Yeah, well, and that's why I decided to create the workshop. So, you know, it's not necessarily for actors or people in the theater, is for everybody. And I think anybody who feels that they've got something that they want to say should open their mouths and say it, you know, and not feel, oh, my ideas aren't worth anything, because everybody's ideas are worth something. And I think the give and take of debate is enormously important and has never been more important than it is right this minute, at this moment in time.
You know, I agree with you 100%. So I was a member of a debate club in high school as well. But what you point out in your workshops, which I think is so amazing, one of the things that I really love that you point out is that you have to connect and understand your audience. If you're going to voice your opinion, know your topic, but also know your audience, and different audiences in different places.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that happens to people when they suddenly have got to speak in front of an audience, they dry up. They don't know why, or they find it really difficult to, is kind of shyness overcomes them, or self-consciousness. Oh, God, everybody's looking at me. But actually, if you can breathe deeply and see, you know, those are just human beings like me out there, and actually I really want to say something to them, you can start fueling yourself with the energy that comes from the audience. You know, it's one of the key things in acting is the actor-audience relationship and how actors get energy from the audience. You know, you don't get such energy when you're in front of the camera. Or, I mean, you can, but there's nothing like the energy that can come to you from an audience, a live audience. And then, actually, your brain starts working even more clearly, not less clearly, and you start finding you're fueling your ideas, you know. So the audience is enormously important and can be your best friend, not your worst enemy, which so many people, you know, are terrified in the beginning and think, oh, my God, I can't, they're going to judge me, blah, 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 blah. But that doesn't necessarily, you know, that's the voice in your head. It's not the truth. They've come to actually to listen to you.
We are speaking with Tina Packer, who is hosting a public speaking workshop, and it's coming 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, taught by Tina.
This coming weekend.
Yeah. Friday from 6 to 10 p.m., Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and then Sunday from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. In Lenox, Massachusetts. And you also have somebody who's teaching along with you, right?
Well, yes, this time it's usually a man called Muli Dinar, but he's in Hong Kong right at this moment. So Dave Dempsey is going to teach with me, who is one of the voice teachers here at Shakespeare and Company, as well as an actor and a movement person. But he loves the voice, the human voice, and encouraging people to get their voices out there. So he's going to teach alongside me because it is, you know, it's fairly intense. So we spell each other.
Well, I think it's a great idea in today's society. So many people try to depend on social media to express their views, and just not the place to do it. I'm glad I grew up in an era where one of the more important things you were taught to do was to be able to express your opinions one-on-one with people face-to-face.
I agree, absolutely.
So now a little bit about you before I let you go, because you're probably an extremely busy person. You're the founder of this incredible organization up in Massachusetts. Years later, when you look back on it now, has it turned out like you thought, or has it gone beyond your wildest dreams?
No, I always thought it was going to grow. And I think it's going to keep on growing. You know, I have to say, though, one of the pleasures is, as it grew, and I realized that it made such a difference to many things. I mean, obviously, it made a difference to my own artistic passion of doing Shakespeare's plays, but then it went into this education program, and then it becomes an economic driver in the community, you know, so we're actually earning money for everybody, if I can put it like that. So those were the things that I hadn't realized when I began that I would get so delighted about that idea, that actually people could come to us from a long way away and, you know, eat in the restaurants and buy gasoline and, you know, shop in the shops and all that kind of stuff, as well as coming to see us. I hadn't realized that bit. And I hadn't realized that, you know, although it's kind of stupid of me not to realize it, that by going into all the schools and getting the kids to perform Shakespeare, we actually had a real function within our educational system as well. And that's been terrifically successful. So, you know, as well as the training programs that we're doing all the time that people come in from all over the country to do. So those are the things that I hadn't thought about so much. But I always thought that the performance part of it would grow and grow, because I suppose I'm ambitious and maybe a little, you know, conceited. Of course, everybody's going to want to come and see the Shakespeare.
Well, you've made Shakespeare and Company not only a local treasure, but really a national treasure and resource. And it's just an amazing place for young or old. But once again, what we talked about today is the public speaking workshop with you, Tina, which is coming up very quickly, the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. More information is available at Shakespeare and Company on the web. Or you can just go right now, when we're finished, to robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click the interview with Tina will be right there. We've got all the links for you to apply to sign up. And Tina, really, thanks for taking a few minutes out of a very busy day. Congratulations. Yes. You have really made this our part of the world a very, very special place.
Thank you. Thank you. Can I just say one more thing? If somebody's dying to do the workshop, but they're broke or they're a veteran or they're something, we will find a way for them to do it. So if there's somebody who needs to do it, don't worry about the money.